Oh, things that make you go, hmm.
Mm.
That was sexy.
This intro makes me happy in the pants.
How are you today, John? You look
fantastic.
Miserable. Good to hear. Rocco?
I am spectacular.
Jared. Sweet.
It's Monday night.
No shit.
You know what that
thanks.
Means.
It means that you have to listen to us for another 49 minutes and change.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we killed a whole 11 minutes just now.
What?
You said you have to listen to us for another 49 minutes.
Yeah, we killed 11.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that fast.
Ah, fuck it. Oh, shit.
I'm here for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks I need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to apply.
Tell me, darling,
where do we begin?
Booyakasha!
What's up, guys? It's Monday night, and that means it's time for another Crash Test Radio Show, John.
That
you look
it
so
is.
Enthused.
That it, I am.
You're a miserable human being. Has anybody ever
I
told
am
you
tonight.
That?
For some reason tonight, I just really am.
John's been downing Coronas all night, trying to get all...
It's not working.
Loosey-goosey.
It's not working.
It's not.
No.
What's
Chinese
matter with
food
you?
Fucked me up, I think.
Well, that's because you get the fried chicken wings at a Chinese restaurant
yeah,
where you gotta pick out the
banging.
Fucking feathers.
No, because it's banging.
It's fucking gross, man.
It's not gross.
Screw it. We need to get into what we need to talk about today, which is where we left off of our show last week.
Last week, we told you about JustShannon.com, and she has a contest where she's giving away her virginity. Just... anyone who emails her, I guess the perfect story or the perfect guy she's going to pick.
Yes.
To lose her virginity to.
It's a fucking fat dude who's playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, we're convinced it's not a chick.
She said she was going to do it. We tried to get her on the phone. Every time it was another excuse, we apologized to our listeners because they seemed excited. And that's the main thing I got when we got on there. Our screen name today was, hey, is Just Shannon going to be on today? And no, she's not, because she is a he who is 45 years old, has two kids of his own, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we
speculating.
We're speculating. I think it's an ex-boyfriend of whoever this
just
picture
using the pictures.
Is. A picture of his ex-girlfriend. He's just trying to get back at her for, I guess, whatever.
I just think it's either a crazy fat female who wants, who's bummed out that, she can't get dudes to talk to her, so she's using this as her thing, or it's just totally a creepy, weird dude.
Basically, I contacted her 2 weeks ago before we even did our first live show, because I heard about the story. I thought it would be a great guest, a great call-in. Maybe our listeners can chime in and maybe, have a chance to, take this chick's virginity.
They were excited. You were excited.
I was excited. I was. I mean, I wasn't going to apply or anything, but I was excited. I thought it would be fun, and... she seemed into it. Every time I emailed her, I just got it started getting weird. I would send these big, messages with, I need your contacts. I need to talk to you.
The one time I spoke with her, she got all weird with me. I was like, I need a picture of you holding a Science's Crash Test Radio to know that you're real.
Yeah.
And I was like, just use your camera phone. She's like, but I have to go. We're like, well, that's the cool thing about cellular phones. You don't have to be home to use
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And everyone knows how to use that technology except for John, who apparently still doesn't know how to get onto...
Instant Messenger. But speaking of Instant Messenger, you can message us right now on Instant Messenger. Crash Test Losers is the AIM name.
Tell us how pissed you are that fucking
Shannon.
Bitch did not
so
come on the radio.
But what you need to do is, we're going against her, myspace.com/JustShannon, right?
JustShannon.com.
Oh, JustShannon, DOTCOM.
Yeah,
after it.
.com.
MySpace.com/JustShannon, DOTCOM.
It's a man.
You need to go on there right now and add her as a friend, and as soon as she accepts you, I expect to see 1,000
just
comments.
Just fucking bash the
just
fuck
be
out
like,
of this
you are
chick.
A fucking dude. You have a penis in between your vagina.
It's totally ridiculous. So I still had hope up to about a half hour before we went on air, and I sent her a message, and I will read it to you guys right now.
Let's see.
Me and Jarrett have no idea what he wrote, by the way.
I can only imagine.
All right. Well, this is the only way I seem to be able to get in contact with this person, because they read their MySpace
with
all the
Steve,
time.
Steve, as far as I'm concerned?
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Steve.
Shane.
I said, okay.
Albert.
Hey, thanks for getting back.
Disgusting name. Go.
Thanks for getting back to us. We are half hour from going on air, and I haven't heard from you in a week. You've totally been a cooperative cunt. Not only do we not think this is real, but that you're a guy who's getting back at his ex, and we think this is the most retarded contest ever, and we just wanted you to come on air so we could have all our listeners call you a whore and make you cry. If you really are a girl, why would you set up a contest where guys get a chance to fuck you and the only qualification they need is an email address? If you really are for real, can you leave Crash Test Radio something cool in your will after your uterus falls out? There's no way you're a virgin because you totally fucked us big time. No one disappoints our listeners. Good luck with your AIDS raffle. P.S. John thinks you're hot. Love Crash Test Radio.
Beautiful.
Did you really write like that?
I have it right here.
And thank you to Cold Hard Vegan, who's getting his brass knuckles and his taser gun to go after.
Just got to ambush this MySpace and
ambush
just
it.
Fucking...
MySpace.com/justshannon.com
I am, because I was really excited.
But I mean, come on.
But we started the radio show and we're like, hey, we're going to do a radio show. And she was like the first guest we were supposed to, Steven was our first guest.
I was excited about it 2 weeks ago when we first started talking about it. But then come Monday, once she started being shady as hell.
It was shady by like
I love
after
how you still,
first week.
But you still refer to her as she. You're like, once
I'm
she
still
got
holding,
shady.
I got a little bit of hope.
It's okay. She's hot though, so it's okay. She's not real, John.
The pictures are hot.
She's not real. She's an asshole. What she is. She's a son of a bitch. God
so,
damn it.
Anyway, we're sorry. There is no Shannon, as far as we're concerned.
There's
it's a big
Steve.
Joke. It's
that would
a,
have been our
a,
first and big guest, too.
Yeah, it will. And our only guest, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's another thing. We want to apologize for last week.
Yeah, our phone system stuff's still not ready to go, so we apologize. We were supposed to have Chris on from the Summer Obsession, and we did not. We apologize to the one girl who complained about us not having Chris on.
The one girl.
We are way disappointing.
We are.
We disappoint everyone.
We're fucking losers.
I didn't even know about it.
So anyway, a lot has happened.
It's been a busy
since
week.
The last show. It's been a very busy week.
We swore off news originally after the first show, but now we're bringing, I think, some back because it has been a busy week in the news.
A little bit.
A little bit busy? What do you want to go to, Rock?
Okay, so what was it? Last Wednesday, I'm out at the supermarket, and all of a sudden I get a call from John. And he goes, dude, a plane has just crashed into a building again in New York City. And I'm like, what? Like, he had no... Someone told
I had no
him,
idea, yeah.
He had no idea
me.
What was going on. So immediately in your head, you know, someone tells you another plane is crashing.
You think the worst.
You're like, what the
yeah,
fuck
you're like,
going
here we go
on?
Again, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it turns out that a Yankee pitcher, Corey Lytle...
Fucking douchebag.
Was
whoa,
flying.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
He was flying his plane.
Yes.
Just joyriding, I guess, is what he liked to do. He had a hobby of flying.
Yeah.
And the fucking asshole, like, I am worried enough when I have an experienced pilot on a commercial jet.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
do I need a fucking pitcher, an athlete, flying over New York City?
I know.
Well, he was on a sightseeing tour, as he says, but, or as he said.
How do you know?
Well, that's what they said. I have my own theory behind this, and you guys may totally call me crazy on it, but I'm being dead serious.
Okay, here we go.
I think it was suicide. I think he was killing himself.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God.
What are you basing that on?
Yeah, why would he take out another guy?
Why would he take
person?
Well, because he wasn't allowed to fly by himself yet because he was new with it.
I don't know if that's true.
So that's why he would commit suicide?
No, he also lost the game. I'm thinking maybe he had a gambling problem too, and he bet because who goes against the Yankees?
So you're just piling random shit.
Well, what I'm saying is, who goes? You never go against the Yankees in the playoffs ever. And I'm saying, why would you? Why
would you say why 10 times?
How would you end up in the city there, like with a plane? Like,
yeah,
I mean, no.
Why is that even a fly zone for random little planes?
Now, no, it's no longer, you know, thank God.
I don't understand why that was even allowed.
Well, you're not allowed to crash into buildings with planes.
No, I mean,
that's
you
not allowed.
Shouldn't be flying in that area.
Well, I agree, and now they've changed that over. But all I'm saying is, I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, think he would kill himself.
Whatever, it's one less retard in this fucking world, I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
Wow, John, you're really being
yeah, it's fucking...
If you'd like to message John
sensitive
and
about the
be,
subject, huh?
Yeah, and give him some lessons in sensitivity, our AIM name is Crash Test Losers.
Fuck him.
All right, we're not going to stick on this topic for long because it's kind of old news. We don't know much about what goes on in the news. We only hear things that we kind of...
So half-assed.
We don't research our stuff. We just kind of hear what other people are
telling
us. Yeah,
we don't even bother doing anything.
But I do have a quote from Corey Lytle. when he a couple of years ago, I guess, it says, the flying, I'm not worried about it. I'm safe up there. I feel very comfortable with my abilities flying an airplane.
Yeah, so much for that.
Oh, dude.
What a douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Just goes to show you, these people make too much fucking money and don't have anything to spend it on.
Then, yeah.
You know, an asshole.
I don't know.
Good.
Buy a fast car.
Good, I say.
Maybe the plane. Good. Maybe the plane had snakes on it. Clever. Leisha.
Who said that?
I like that.
0.6 metered earthquake. I don't know how you would say that. It was 6.6 on the Richter scale yesterday. And that has touched
good.
Very
good.
Close with John.
Good.
Hopefully
it was the island that my ex-girlfriend and her fucking douchebag husband is on.
Would you like to explain a little bit on why you were happy that there was an earthquake? You really are coming across like a miserable person.
I really am. I'm a miserable person tonight. I don't know why.
Up with Hawaii for you, Jack?
Well, very long story short. I was dating a girl for 5 years and pretty much said, marry me or it's over. I said, yeah, see you later. What the hell's wrong with you? And
thanks for making my decision easy.
Exactly.
The fuck out of there.
Next thing you know, about 2 months later, she was engaged to a really good friend of mine. And so much for that. And they moved to Hawaii.
This all happened in a couple of months.
Months.
She broke up with you about...
2 weeks later?
2 weeks later.
Was engaged.
She got engaged to one of your best friends.
Jarrett's actually the one who told me. And I came over to his apartment. He was like upset.
Telling the angriest man in the world bad news is not fun.
He really just looked at me and he was just like, listen, I got to tell you something. And I was just like, what? Like, you know, all right, well, who's she dating or what, you know, what?
Who's she marrying is the question. Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew it was going to go that far? He just looked me dead in the face and goes, dude.
You just got effed in the
A. He just looked me dead in the eyes and just goes, dude, she's engaged. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
And yeah, I think you actually did say get the fuck out of here. And then I think you had a drink.
Yeah, I did. And then I might have actually left because I was like, this isn't true.
I think you peeled out.
I called a couple people and it turned out to be true. But regardless, and
did you get invited to the wedding or no?
No, not at all, actually.
You never spoke to her like you broke up.
No.
You didn't speak to her once you found out she was marrying one of your best friends.
No.
You didn't speak to her once you found out they were moving to Hawaii about a week later.
No. You like how I shook my head at you?
Have you spoken to them since the earthquake to make sure that everything's okay?
Yeah, let me tell you. Exactly.
$20 says you were upset when you heard the death toll was zero.
Exactly. No, I don't wish death upon them because that's just too easy.
Yeah. Well, you don't wish death upon them on the radio is what it is.
Moving on.
Well, she did. Jesus Christ. Although I did hear she gained like, God, I don't know. She weighed.
She gets super fat,
yeah,
right?
That's what happens when you're pregnant.
Now she has a kid and it's all over.
Exactly. She's about, I don't know, 5'2".
5 foot nothing.
And she weighs like 180 pounds easy. I'm 180 pounds at 5'10". That's huge. I'm 180 pounds at 5'10".
Okay.
At 5'2". You have no idea. You can't picture that, can you?
All right. Well, close to Hawaii, I guess, is North Korea.
Fuck that.
We don't know anything about North Korea. That's probably one of the biggest things going on right now.
I have no idea.
We let people develop technology for nuclear stuff, and we say they're not going to. Then they test, and we say, okay, now you're going to. Precisely. Jesus Christ. Let's just stay away from there.
Yeah. All right. More
fucking idiots anyway, but go ahead.
All right, important news. There was a bride in Salt Lake City. 21-year-old woman was kidnapped by her mother and father in order to make her miss her own wedding because they didn't like who she was marrying.
Yeah, what? Good plan.
What'd you just say? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, 21-year-old girl in Salt Lake City. Her parents didn't like who she was going to marry, so the day of her wedding, her mother and father kidnapped her so she would miss her wedding.
That is the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I bet you there's a trailer involved in stuff.
They were
bad teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were charged and could face up to 15 years in prison. Their daughter went ahead and got married to the guy anyway.
The parents are looking at 15 years in jail.
If she's only 21, how old are her parents?
They
Who gets married at 21 anymore anyway?
People they're 59 and 56.
And they thought... So at one point, one of them came up with the idea of kidnapping their daughter. Yeah. Right?
And the other,
and the other
like,
one said, great idea.
That is a good idea.
Thank God. That's why I married you. I love you.
Who cares? Let's not even tell her not to marry. Let's just fucking kidnap her.
That is...
You dumb asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is just fucking dumb.
If you are interested in our news comments or you want to tell us how much we suck, you can message us on our AIM name, which is Crash Test Losers again. On AOL Instant Messenger or America Online if you still have it like John does. Crash Test Losers.
I'm not the only one.
You
I'm
are.
Not the only one.
You are.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you I'm not the only one. I've got my friends, Jen and Anthony. I went over their house and I didn't even think twice about
it. Is that a shout out?
AIM. No. Is I'm just telling out? You. They're the only two people that I actually think I know that actually still use it.
All right.
I'm not the only
Bride
one.
Bride was kidnapped. She still got married. Where'd she go on her honeymoon? Jail?
Okay.
Visit their parents?
That fuck is that. Fucking dumb.
What other terrible information do you have in the news?
All right, we got one more thing, which has inspired Jared, actually. Madonna falling in line with the rest of celebrity fucking psychos.
I'm going to follow.
Feel like they have to go to another country and adopt
a child.
And, you know, a little African kid
what
for whatever
an attention
reason.
Whore. Seriously, she just knows she's washed up. So, last resort.
It's almost like they go to these countries and adopt these little black kids. Like, I honestly don't get it.
I don't get it either. Because what happens when that kid gets older and these people don't want him anymore? Because you know damn well they're not going to want him.
Yeah, she's not like...
They're not going to raise him as their own child.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like this is a big like publicity thing. And like, she's never going to care for this kid the way she cares about, you know, her real children.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, like, in like, the look heat at of Jen, the moment, she's going to go and do this, right?
Look at Brad and Angelina.
Mm.
You know, now that she had a kid, I'm sure they're just pushing the other ones to the fucking side. And they're like, you know what? I don't really want these guys anymore.
Yeah, he's an idiot, too.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Because now all he does is carry around Angelina Jolie's kids. Well, that's all he does.
He's like a Louis Vuitton bag, really, is what it is.
It doesn't matter because I have come up with the greatest idea in the entire world.
Okay.
And that is for Crash Test Radio to sponsor a child.
And we will be doing it.
We're going to sponsor a child. We're going to make him a fucking MySpace page. We're going to Americanize this child so much.
As long as my name is nowhere near it, I'm good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want my name on this either because these fucking charities are going to call us up every fucking month.
My only thing is I want listeners tonight, I want you to go onto those sites where you can find the children to sponsor, and we're going to find a kid by the end of tonight, and we're going to give out the MySpace address and show everyone who – or not the website address for, you know, the Feed the Children or whatever it is, yeah. Whatever site they use. So look up any site. Find me the perfect child to sponsor and send us an instant message name to Crash Test Losers. And I am going to sponsor this child tonight, and we're going to keep you updated on him. We're going to read you the letters he writes us. Dude, I want you guys to. We're going to print out his MySpace page.
Member of Crash Test Radio.
This is no bullshit.
Like, I swear to God, I'm doing this.
You're out of your fucking mind. You really are out of your mind.
I'm crazy.
Like, if this is some kind of like shtick, no. You're out of your mind.
I think it's fun.
I'm gonna
donate my $18 a month that I get paid for doing Crash Test Radio, which is every single dime. Okay, see, and I have somebody helping me out there saying they're going to help give some money. I'm telling you, we're going to make this kid. This kid's going to be fucking blinging. He's going to be like 8 years old running around with all his money and shit. We're
going
to send him his MySpace page and show him the comments everyone leaves for him and stuff. It's going to be good. So go online, find me a child to sponsor. just don't use the Christian. Don't use any of the religious website ones.
Or those bullshit ones that want to adopt a kid from America for whatever reason.
Yeah, no, we're not.
We want
adopting,
like an African.
Yeah, who cares
like,
about America?
Dark kid with flies around his head and stuff like that.
That's you.
What we want.
That's you.
We can
that's
just count all the ribs, but yeah. Yet their gut is like huge.
I just want a kid that I feel is awesome and is ready to hang out with me and have a good time and be my friend.
That's what we want. Kids that have the flies around.
I was like, what the hell is that noise?
Absolutely horrible.
So,
you're the one who came up
with
it.
I can say one thing about that kid that's being adopted by Madonna. Madonna, though.
What?
When he's 14, instead of like digging in trenches and, you know, eating mush out of like wooden bowls, he's going to be getting blown by like Nicole Richie or something like that.
So that's, I doubt it.
He totally won the lottery.
I think the kid has some stuff going for him.
I'm telling you. Kid's going to turn
the lottery.
Kid's going to turn 12 and get sent right the fuck back to whatever little mud hut he came from.
Give him back, you dummy.
Didn't you say that they like completely changed the rules?
Well, that's the other thing. People are super pissed off because in that country, it's a law that you can't adopt kids unless you're a citizen of that country.
Eddie from Extreme Bit says we should change his name legally to Crash Test Radio.
That's not, no, I swear to God, Eddie. I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about that. Is there a way we could do that?
I'm like, not going to change a child's name. I think it's fucked up enough that I'm using him for my own personal humor.
But how do you spell, like, the click noises?
You're such an idiot.
How do you spell that? Yeah, all how right. do you spell that?
You guys start looking for those. Get us a, we got them coming in now. The screen name that you're going to message these addresses to for me to find my child that I'm going to sponsor is Crash Test. Yeah, no, I
don't
see
think that's what they do.
Oh, there are. No, I searched before. Oh, I found pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Good.
We have a message board now. If you go on our MySpace, kind of try and like copy those pictures and paste them to the message board. Someone start a topic.
Space or something like that.
We want a healthy one. I don't want one that's gonna die. I can't handle it.
I want
like the goldfish you had the carnival.
Yeah, like if we had
with all his ribs showing, I don't want him.
Well, we have.
Well, I don't see you
different
guys.
Different opinions
yeah,
on what
I don't
kind of
see
kids
you guys
want.
Sponsoring him.
It's true.
I don't think we could ever have a kid together.
Also, so you guys know when you're sending these links, sometimes the links change. So make sure that you're getting like the exact thing for the child. I don't know if this one is the one that's correct. Clarissa, who lives in Mexico, she's already a huge runner-up.
What does she look like?
It tells you your chores. Worldvision.com is, or Worldvision is incredible. This looks great. So we're going to go to a song while we start checking these out. The song is by a band called Park. I checked them out in New Jersey the other night. They're awesome. They're on tour with June. You can go check out that tour when it comes to your neighborhood. And let's hear it.
You're busy fucking everyone.
That was Park.
Exciting.
As I said, they're on tour with June right now, so go out and check that tour out. It only lasts another I think week or so, and that's
you are
it,
such a
so.
Fucking.
I was just gonna point that out to you.
Oh God,
he's fucking Rocco has
in the shit studio.
No, I didn't stick that to you, dummy. That's the, you know when you go to buy a T-shirt and it says like what size it is on a sticker.
Why is it there?
I don't know.
It was under my armpit.
Yeah, I know. There was. I looked over at Rock during the last broadcast and saw that there was an L in a sticker on his side.
Right, go fuck yourself, man. I'm large.
Okay, just going back. Sticker. I don't know. We've been getting a bunch of these messages to Crash Test Losers on AIM. If you're using that donate.wvus site, we're not getting the names that you guys wanted, so you got to post that stuff directly on our MySpace, which
yeah,
is myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. But right now in the lead is Sunaj and Sonomia Pradhan from India.
Are they pitchers?
Yeah, they're brother and sister. Oh, I'm not sure.
Is that double the money?
I don't know. They're both age 5, but they definitely don't look it. But they're five. They're in the lead right now. They're,
that's a little old. When you go buy a dog, you want a puppy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, God, you're going to hell.
That is kind of old.
And so am I for coming up with our next game. Rocco and John, it's time for us to play a game.
Guess the Jew word.
Oh, Jesus.
This is guess the Jew word.
So the happy. Yiddish word.
It was created by...
I told you Yiddish. Oh. I didn't say Jew word. I said Yiddish.
Well, we're Italian, and whenever we think of that kind of stuff, we just say, oh, Jew word.
Yeah, you're goyim, as far as my people are concerned.
What does Yiddish mean? It means nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
So happy. I love it because Jarrett came up with it. That's
yeah.
The best.
Oh, God. No,
this is something I thought I would have came up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, really?
I want to test my friends and see if they know their Yiddish words. That's all I want to do today.
Jew words. But so okay.
Yiddish work? Words.
How's this work?
How's it work?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Mel Gibson, the host of the show.
Okay.
And whoever gets 5 right, what can I give you guys?
You know we're
what
not
do you want of mine? Look around
know
the apartment.
I just want pride.
Anything right?
Just pride.
I just want. I think None I know more Jew words. Than
I don't know
Jew.
Any of them.
Yiddish.
Jew.
Yiddish.
I don't know any of them. I'll tell you right now. None. I don't even know the stereotypical ones. Nothing. I know what matzo balls are. That's about it.
Yeah, there's no bullshit easy words like matzah and gefilte fish or like that.
There's one easy one, which I will just check just for shits and giggles to make sure that you guys know what you're talking about.
I will try to answer truthfully, but I guarantee you I get none of them.
All right, well, let's start.
All right.
All right, our contestants, Rocco Burrow, you will be player 1.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing this for the white race.
Yeah, actually, that's it.
I'm playing for the white people.
Who are you playing for?
John probably
should. I was
going
to say, I'm the one with the shaved head.
Yeah, he's the Aryan.
Yeah. So. John, you will be known from this point on as player 2. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. What was the guy's name from American History X?
Derek.
Edward Norton.
Derek, that's what I want you to know. My name is Derek.
Your name's going to be Derek for the show?
For this game right now.
Okay, Derek. Derek and player 1, I guess, are the names that we're going with. Jesus Christ.
What happened?
No, I'm just thinking about you guys and the fact that people
this was a really bad idea.
This is a terrible idea. Let's start easy. Rocco.
Yes.
Do you know what guilt is?
Guilt? Is how I'm feeling right now. I feel really guilty that we're playing a game where
not
I have to
guilt. Guilt.
Guilt.
All right, I'll think back to all my Jewish friends and see if they've ever used this word guilt. I would say guilt means to feel guilty.
To feel guilty?
To feel guilty.
And Derek?
I would say...
Do I really have to call you Derek for this?
Nah, you don't have to.
John?
I would say that it's that spot between like the back of your balls.
Ooh,
and
good one.
Like right where your asshole is. That's my guess.
Your taint.
Yes.
It's another way to say
taint. It's another
taint.
Word for taint.
Are you going with his answer too, Rocco?
No, I'm still going to go with, I think
you're still guilt comfortable
means
with yours.
Guilt.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you guys are both fucking retarded. Retarded. I said fucking retarded.
Good job.
I try to make fun of you guys and I say retarded.
Good job.
Guilt is money. Or it's a chocolate form of money, actually.
Of course, the first Jewish word would mean money.
Of course it is.
I knew
you
it.
You guys are fucking assholes. I don't want to play this game anymore.
It was your idea, buddy.
Yeah, this is your idea.
Oh, God. You
Go
both
give
failed.
Give us our
you
next word. So we both have 0.
You both have 0. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go maybe even easier. Maybe you know what this word means.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what goyim is?
Goyim?
Yes, player 1.
That's a bean.
Okay. John?
Go goyim.
No, you dummy. That's what Spanish people call it. That doesn't mean bean.
No, the Jews.
So what does
the
it mean?
Jews
hey, hey, player one. Mel Gibson here. Shut up.
Sorry, Mel.
John.
Goyim?
Yes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Can you use it in a sentence is really the question.
No.
I don't like you because you're goyim. That's what I would say to you. That's it in a sentence.
It totally doesn't mean bean, does it?
No. I told you it doesn't mean bean. Goyim.
Come on, man. Just
I have
spit
no
out an free,
I have you, no you, idea.
Okay. Well, then you lose no the idea. Round, and there, you're getting you get zero, and Rocco gets one for at least attempting. Rocco, you have 1 point.
All right.
No, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Goyim. Thank you. Goyim is a is just non-Jewish people. If you're not Jewish.
Wow, you know what's funny? Goyim. He called us that before, so we probably should have picked up on
it. Exactly. That's why I used it in a sentence. Yes.
Yeah, he said, you two are goyims to me.
Oh.
Dummy. All right,
next word.
Fucking bean. You're an idiot.
Next word.
God. Nosh.
Nosh?
Nish nosh.
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 We're going to go with Derek first. Derek first.
I think I know this
one. Isn't that what makes sure you push the button your car goes faster?
Nosh?
Yes.
Okay, that's your answer.
I think I know the answer. It's to eat.
Correct.
Yeah!
How the fuck did you know that? How did you know that?
It's to eat like a little something.
Is that because your mother wishes she was a Jew?
Yeah, it would be like if I was Jared's dad. I'd say, Jared, why don't you nosh? Why don't you eat? Nosh.
Has your mother said that?
That are just like, hey, let's go pick up some nosh.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll watch the football game and eat some nosh.
So I have 1 point.
No, you have two.
Oh, I did.
We gave you a point for when John decided not to answer.
I already told you I wasn't going to get any points anyway, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
Well, you're not trying hard enough.
You're a racist.
I'm not.
Yes.
I don't shave my head.
Expand your mind, John. All right, what's our next word?
Your next word is going to be shvata.
Schwatzes?
Shvata.
Uh-oh. I think I know what this
is. Has anything to do with Hitler?
No. It has absolutely nothing to do with Hitler.
Oh.
But why don't we hear from the Nazi first? Go for it, John.
Well, I don't know.
Did you say black?
That's what I think.
No.
Oh, really?
You're wrong, so continue. Oh, okay.
Wow, way to just shut him down with his answer. Damn. I have no... What was the word again?
Schmatas.
Schmatas? Sounds like a little stain you get, like if you spill something on your shirt.
All right, he's saying a stain. I'm saying it's what you get the stain on clothing.
Yes.
Yeah! Wow, you know what? That's way closer than I ever thought I was going to get anyway.
Beautiful. I am amazing at this game.
You Jew lover. That's because your mother wants to be a Jew at heart.
Jesus Christ.
That's why.
Okay.
Oh, God.
She's a yenta.
All right. This is a tough one. This is tough. This is going to be for 2 points. Rocco, you're in the lead right now with 3. John,
whatever.
John, surprisingly, you have 0.
Good.
Bashert.
What?
Bashert.
John?
You can go first.
Bashert. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
John and that chick from Las Vegas are Bashert.
Country of origin? Israel?
This is the fucking spelling bee.
I'm going to go with best friends.
Yeah, I guess it was.
No, it's not.
I'd prefer if you didn't follow the other person's
answer. Yeah, don't give me clues, asshole.
No, I'm saying that's my answer.
Yeah. Oh, that's his answer?
Yeah, I know that's not right, but that's what I'm going with. I know where he's going with this.
They're fucking out of their minds. That's what I think.
Oh, if you know what?
That way in a
that
sentence.
Is wrong, but I'm giving you a point for it.
Oh, my God. This is bullshit. Is it because he has a nose like a Jew? Is that why you
meant
like him
to
so
be.
Much?
Go fuck yourself, man.
Yeah. We got to kill.
What was the answer? Yeah.
The answer was meant to be.
Oh.
You two were meant to be.
Oh.
So you can't be angry. Oh,
meant to be my ass.
Yes.
They met for 4 days.
Oh, get off it. We already talked about it.
Nice
oh.
job, yeah, Netta. You are correct. See? My Jewish friends online, they know my Yiddish words.
Are people know the words? Or?
Yeah. Everyone thinks you guys are fucking retarded. I'm giving you the easiest ones. I have such crazy ones. My mom actually sent me.
All right. Give me a crazy one.
I have no idea. Already, I have no idea.
Fablungen.
What is it?
Flabungeon.
You can't even
Flabungeon.
Say it.
Flabungeon.
Flabungeon.
For the win, Rocco.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Before we went on the show last week, we were all very flabungeon.
Can I answer?
Oh, all right, you go.
I was going to say frustrated.
I'm going to fumbling, kind of.
That was the most serious answer I've given.
Fumbling, I guess? I don't know.
Can you elaborate fumbling, please?
So I'm wrong. I see how
we
it is.
Were, man, I don't know.
Just another fucking word. I just don't like fumbling.
We were kafutzing. Right? Is that the word?
Do it. Right. Sirocco and a fucking shutout.
Did I use a
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rocco wins in a shutout against John. 5-0 in the Yiddish Challenge of
today.
Yeah,
like nobody saw that happen.
I'm Mel Gibson. Thank you for listening to the Yiddish Challenge. Jesus Christ.
Guess the Jew word.
Okay.
Oh, oh yeah. Rocco's doing this. Rocco is actually dancing around the studio right now.
We're getting we're getting jiggy with it, as the kids
he
say nowadays.
He won 5-0. You didn't even. You were like,
"Ugh,
you're."
I don't like this game.
You were so flunging.
Yeah, it's so flunging.
Get cocking.
All
right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
That was our first attempt at an actual bit.
Well, so much for that.
All right, well, here's our another attempt at something we're doing for the first time. John actually got to pick a song today.
Yeah.
Which I've never actually even heard this song all the way through.
Everyone's so fucking excited to hear it.
I have no idea, really.
Introduce it. You're a fucking liar because you told me you heard it once.
I did hear
like it.
I never heard it all the way through. I'm not kidding. I never heard it all the way through, but I know Jared's going to fucking hate it already. I know it. I like the beginning of it so far.
All right, well, what is it?
It's by a band called Turbo Negro.
Turbo Negro?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really,
what's it called?
It's called All My Friends Are Dead.
All right,
are
here we go.
This?
Turbo Negro, All My Friends Are Dead on here. Crash Test Radio.
Yeah.
John's excited.
Yep.
You know what, screw it. That was the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life.
That just kept going, huh?
That
I actually kind of liked it. I liked it. I really did.
Message us right now on Crash Test Losers on AIM if you never want John to be allowed to pick a song ever again for the show. I want to hear, Rip, I want to hear you yelling from the next room.
I liked it.
About how terrible.
Do we bullshit. Introduce Rip?
Horrible that is. Rip's on the AIM name right now. We didn't because he's watching the Rangers game and just dealing with the AIM name.
Chitty's not here with us this week.
He's not. Chitty intern is not here.
We were going to
bunch of people just shut off.
They did.
All the Houston Calls fans, they all just ran away.
Yeah, no, Tom's not here. We were going to introduce him to the show as a full-time. We're using his microphone tonight.
I know. He's been pretty consistent. He's been on every show so far except for this one.
Yeah, it's true.
All two.
You want to talk about bad music, though. I was at Rock over the weekend, and we're sitting there in his apartment hanging out, and he puts on, like, he's flipping through the channels, like on MTV or whatever it was. And
Christina, I feel like he doesn't know the channel name. Are you guys playing that Nintendo like shit? The,
yeah.
Yeah.
You kids with the, your music, television, and well, bubble gum. And
Christina Aguilera came on. I guess that new song. I don't even know the name of it.
And
her. It is so bad. Like, I thought I listened to bad music.
You do. He goes, everybody listening just heard it. 5,000 people just heard the bad, he's terrible. Like,
that's not a bad song.
It's disgusting.
You got so excited.
At least a good call. John does need new taste.
It's a gay song. It's not a bad song.
Coop, correct. John sucks.
Yeah, whatever.
Jupitaro, I agree. They give anyone a record deal right now. That song sucked.
Yeah, well, bite me.
Oh, God. Anyway, horrible taste.
That song is fucking
Boo
bad.
This man. I agree, Lauren.
John.
You are getting hate on Crash Test Losers on AIM.
Still all hung up in the Bam Margera era.
Good.
That's where that band's all over
it's
that
true.
Show.
Exactly. Yeah. That is
John
the,
still thinks that show's real, by the way. Like, they really fuck with their parents, and the parents have no idea what's going on.
I fucking hate all both of you.
Cold Hard Vegan, you rule. He sucks. Turbo sucks.
Are you reading? Are there any good ones that you're not reading? Like,
no.
I don't understand.
Well, Rip just sends me the funny things, and bashing you is always funny.
Yeah. People agreeing with you is not funny.
Is there anybody agreeing with me? At least give me somebody that's agreeing with me.
One person's agreeing, make sure that AIM name does not come to me.
It was probably my brother.
Hello to you. That song was terrible.
It was like an even worse Sex Pistols
song.
Listen here,
all you punk emo freaking bastards.
Hey, don't bash my
You're bashing the entire
audience. Yeah, 5,000 people.
You know what? Hate me. I don't care.
Okay, if you guys want to hate him, you go right to our MySpace. It's myspace.com/crashtestradio. You can find John from there.
Good. And if you little bastard send me any message on my personal MySpace, I'm just going to deny it anyway.
All right, Coop has a new game, which I like. Let's bring this in. Let's pretend it's Survivor, and let's vote John off. John, the tribe has spoken.
You know what, Coop? You championed last week, and I didn't like you last week either.
Why? Because he was going to buy Rocco's used panties?
No, he was going to buy my underwear, you creep. You creepy bastard, you. Good.
Speaking of creepy bastards, I have a funny idea for a show, which I told you, Rocco. I didn't tell John yet. Yeah, and I'm curious if you guys think it's good, and I want to know what the listeners think of it, because we kind of need them in on it as well. The idea for the show is I want to relabel the name of the show for the day on iTunes and everything, so it looks like it's a real like advice show, like a serious show on Adobe Radio. And I want to get people to call in and give them the worst advice in the entire world. All of our listeners will know what they're listening to. We'll give you guys like a heads up and let you know what you're about to, like, you know, the day that it's going to happen, this or that. Somehow we have to advertise it and make sure that we can get, you know, get you love it.
I am all for it. I am all for it. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I think this is fucking hysterical.
This is amazing because every time Jared has an idea and John hears it for the first time, he goes, it's fucking stupid. I don't fucking like it.
Or he says it's fucking great.
And now he actually loves it.
I'm not that overdramatic. I don't say I fucking hate it.
Thank you.
I'm semi-nice about it. I'm not completely rude about it, but yeah, no, this is, I'm all for this idea.
I say, and we do callers, and we act like we're really serious with them for the whole show, and we don't break a laugh the whole time.
Yeah.
And our listeners know what's up, and they'll have to be great. Thank you, Ryan loves you, 666. You are my best friend. Awesome idea. Thank you. First AIM message about that. I appreciate that.
Well, you had a good idea.
I think it'll be
a good
lot
idea.
Of
they
fun.
Come every now
as far
and
as
then.
It being a whole show, not so much. Half a show would be good.
Well, we could crack on somebody and be like, you're not, we're, you know, we could lose our mind somewhere through it, or it's just not funny, or we just totally fail like every other show we do. But I mean, we'll figure it out. We'll go with it, guys, and we'll take the ball. We'll take the torch.
Do we have to be like one of those really lame AM shows where they're like, you're listening to
the Oh, no, we got to be really low. We need a good name for it, too. So message us on Crash
Test. Yeah, if you guys have any good ideas for
we need
names.
A good name for our show.
That's part of the show. We just want to fuck with people.
Exactly. I'm all for it.
For an entire
fuck
show.
Fuck with the listeners.
Yeah,
how are the new listeners?
I've already pissed all of them off, so I might as well keep going.
Nobody likes you, Jen, that's for sure. Good. But they're still trying to distinguish whose voice is whose. That was John's. Just give him a check.
Good.
That's John.
No, it's not. It's Rocco. Is this Rocco talking right now?
But no, I think we should go with it. We need a name for the show, and we need to figure out a way that we're going to get people to listen and think it's... Well, I guess we'll just have to hope that someone listening who just randomly turns on.
One or two new people.
Yeah,
that
just
are
a couple
like,
new
oh,
people.
This?
Are like, what's this? Oh, Crash Test Radio's on? Oh, this is Loveline with Rocco and John.
Oh, cool. I was just listening to a punk rock song like My Chemical Romance. Oh, it's a dating advice show that seems really serious. I think I'll stay tuned. I'll
listen to awesome. That's awesome.
And being, I know none of you guys know our friends, our friend Thuggy. I think we should bring him in on it because he is
he's the worst person to ask for advice when it comes to girls. And we'll fill you in on his whole background. But I am telling you, he is the perfect person to have as a guest host for this show.
He's a putz. He really is.
Can we do 35 seconds? Do you have any love soft music on your soundboard?
I think so.
We can see if we can sound like this could be a real show.
All right. I'll give you something. All right. Hold on. Give me
John, why don't you be the caller?
Just a little taste.
Yeah, John, why don't you be the caller?
Okay.
Okay.
This is
so you got to use a normal voice and be like a normal turd who works at ShopRite.
Because I don't sound like a normal turd to begin with.
Well, right. You need to sound like more of a turd. All right.
This is the best I could come up with.
All right, hold on. We're going to test this. We're going to test this out. Are you just going to hit the
Our show right now?
Yeah, we're going to see if we, listeners, we want to know if we have the voice, like if we can actually pull this off, if people will actually believe that we're serious.
Okay. Oh, God. All right, I'm ready. You ready?
I can't imagine what song you're about to play.
Okay. Hi, everybody. You've tuned into iDobe Radio, and this is a totally great advice show. We don't have a name for it, so we can't have, you know. How are we supposed to do that?
I don't even want to talk to you ever again.
Why? This is the best I can come up with.
Why do you even have this on your computer?
Because I told
you
to download. Let's dance.
This is your theme song.
No, it is not my theme song.
It is your theme song, no. Rockstar.
You're a club bunny.
Club bunny.
You are. Right,
no, let's see if we have the voices to do this.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
This is our first call that we have John Secunda on the air. John, you're on live with Jarrett and Rocco.
Hi, John. Talk to us. I'm the flamboyant gay co-host.
Yes. Hi.
No, you're not supposed to have the voice.
Why is the caller going to have a soft voice?
I don't know because you.
No, you need to be like a 17-year-old.
All right, I'll be John. I'll be John. Okay, I'll do it.
People that are probably going
to. You want to be the caller?
I'll be the caller. All right, I'll be the caller.
Hey, welcome to the show, Rocco. You're on live with. Hello, Rocco. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Jarrett and John here on advice.com.
How are you doing, Rocco?
Hi, guys. How are you? I listen to this show. A little bit of a problem. I went to Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, Rocco.
And I met this girl.
You are never going to let me live this down.
Can you shut the fuck up?
How are you going to do
it? You are never going to let this go.
I'm saying you're saying that there's not a chance that a caller could call in and go, God. I went to Vegas and I met a chick. You think you're the only person that goes to Vegas and meets a chick?
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, because you're making this up on a whim. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
you're an asshole.
Okay.
Go. Just go. Whatever.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Jesus.
Coming back in. Let's see if we can pull this off, you douchebags.
Okay.
What can we help you with today, Rocco?
Well, I have a problem. I went to Vegas and I met this chick. And we hung out for about 3 days and nothing happened. I swear to you. Nothing happened.
Rocco, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And where are you from?
I'm from Sukasana, New Jersey. I live with my parents.
And what are you wearing? Just out of curiosity for listeners. Listeners like to know what the callers are wearing.
I'm wearing express clothing and a stupid little hat.
Okay.
And I'm bald.
Okay.
This is just, this is me. This is who
I am. Okay, Rocco.
So I met this chick.
Okay.
And
we don't refer to women as chicks on the show, Rocco.
I met this fine young lady.
You've lost your mind.
I met this fine young lady.
We can't do this.
Nobody's going to call and say this. Nobody.
What if you were listening?
Go. I'm not going to call a fucking radio show with my problems. Go.
Well, apparently you don't want
Rocco
help.
Rocco works on a show on K-Rock that does that.
Yeah.
Go.
Rocco works on the radio.
So I met this chick, and I have a problem. We totally fell for each other. I mean, it is meant to be.
So where's the problem, Rocco?
Well, she's 28, and she's married, and she has a kid.
I might stab you with this fucking corkscrew in a minute, I swear to God.
And
so where's the problem, Rocco?
We're just completely in love.
So I don't see a problem, Rocco.
I think
There's
one
no
of us is totally
going to
just change our lives.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Sometimes, Rocco, we do things shut the fuck up, I hate you!
John, do you have anything that... Can you help me out on this in any way?
I don't know what to do. John was on the show.
I think she's going to change her life completely and
we
move
can't
out
pull
here
this off.
To be with
I want you to know we didn't even pull this off for 25 seconds and we're trying to pull this off for an entire show.
Well, really, Rocco, you are an asshole and the biggest douchebag I've
ever. John, we don't talk to the callers like that just as they don't refer to women as chicks.
You're an asshole.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I can't take this seriously because he's just being...
Well, then leave the room!
He's just being a douchebag.
Oh God! For any of you who did not listen last week, if you didn't listen last week, John told us a story about him. Oh, God.
Jesus. Finding his soulmate.
Oh, my God.
Finding his soulmate.
We are
Thank
together
God
as
nobody
one.
Listens to this.
Ugh. We will be one day. We well, are so the, two, really, and we will just, become one.
So I God. Guess the idea is that there's no fucking way we could pull off this
no,
idea.
No, I don't think we can.
I don't think so.
I well, think it's such a good try. Idea, though.
If, I don't think. Somebody, well, I don't think it's something we can do next week.
Nobody can. No, nobody's no, going to call up with that stupid shit. Nobody.
You we gotta find a
no,
way to
not,
do it.
You don't, really? You don't think anyone's crazy enough to go to Vegas and fall in love with a chick that they met for 4 days? Really?
No. But now, I, if we do this, somebody, our fucking listeners are gonna call up and say the same dumb shit.
Why would they do it? That?
We'll screen the
They're
calls.
Gonna be busy fucking with that Shannon chick. Yeah. They don't even care.
Get on myspace.com/justshannon, DOTCOM, justshannon.com, and tell her she's a fucking dude who's married with children. Not like Al Bundy style, but something along those
exactly.
lines.
Exactly.
And I believe in this lunatic dude who's messaging this, saying desperate people are completely oblivious and it'll totally work.
Love
Who
is
was that?
A great
no.
idea. Love One of our listeners. Blue. I think it's a fucking great idea.
Oh, I thought he was commenting on my the situation.
The only thing I'm worried about is...
Seuss. Leisha, you've been good tonight. Suicide rates in New Jersey are going to go up if John tries to give love advice.
Oh
God! I'm curious where it's Thuggy so and John would rank in the scheme of things.
But they're kind of in a tiff. I don't
if,
know. That
if
might,
Thuggy was in this room right now,
there's a lot of beer bottles around here. I think I some of them might get broken,
pound him
smash into people's faces.
Heads. I agree.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
God, I hate that kid.
All right. I love Thuggy. I don't think he's don't. Listening tonight though. We haven't heard back from him. So.
No, he was listening.
He knows right. I hate him, so it's all right.
So let's recap because we only got about 5 minutes left until you guys are gonna
God,
go back to listening
quick.
To music. Yeah, for you, not the fucking listeners. We're like, Jesus Christ, I just want to hear some music. Put something else on.
I'm gonna go
God
on MySpace and just see a bunch of fucking hate mail from all you little bastards. I know it.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. All right, if you hate John, listeners. Tell us. If you hate Rocco, we don't want to hear about it.
Post it on the message board, guys. Go to myspace.com/crashtestradio.
Let's put the emphasis on one thing for them to pay attention to.
Because we only have 5 minutes left. I don't think...
Myspace.com/crashtestradio. Yeah. Go be our friends. Myspace.com/crashtestradio. Add us as a friend. Leave a comment. Tell us what you loved, what you hated. If you want to go out with John so that he can talk about you on the air instead of...
Jarrett's right. They can only think about one thing at a time. They're very simple-minded. You can keep that in mind.
Oh, my God. And if you look in our top eight... can you, I swear you play that song clip one more time. I'm going to pour this candle wax all over your fucking face. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good old bastards.
If you hate John, don't leave it on our Crash Test Radio MySpace. When you go to our Crash Test Radio MySpace,
call John at 973.
When you go to our page in the top eight, you will see John, and I want you to.
Yeah, leave, John. Yeah. That's another thing. Just John has this cool picture on his MySpace of a limo.
Yeah, is so, that an hamburger?
I changed it, douchebag.
What is it now, did. John? What is your disgusting, horrific picture on MySpace look like nowadays?
It's just me.
It's just you giving love advice.
Exactly.
I'm telling you it'll work. Also, we still need a fucking child to sponsor. Jesus Christ. I want pictures posted in the comments on MySpace, and we'll vote next week on who we're going to sponsor because it just keeps kind of going back and forth. I'm still kind of stuck, though, on the two brothers. Or I don't know if it's a brother and sister. And the name.
What are their names?
Sunaj?
Sukiyaki?
Shut up. Oh. Sunaj is the dude. I can tell because they put them in order, like left to right. But then Sunemia, Sunemia. Mm-hmm. It could be, it's either a girl or just a really cute little boy. I don't know.
Oh, God. That was so fucking creepy when you said that.
That was the goal. Oh, Jesus.
Just a cute little
Christ.
Boy. So creepy.
Oh,
we could save these kids from being eaten by lions. Think about it.
We're going to save this kid, and all of our listeners are going to save him. We're going to make him on MySpace.
You just said
Sukiyaki,
that.
Run!
You just said that so you could use that fucking clip.
I know, I did.
That's great.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That is great.
What have I gotten myself into?
Dude.
So.
Oh, God. Everything that happened because of you. Oh. It all started.
Yeah, this is your idea. You want to adopt a kid.
Jew
you want
word.
This whole show was your idea.
It's true.
You did guess the Jew word. That was your idea.
It was. I said, tell me what the Yiddish word is. I didn't say Jew word.
I don't remember ever hearing the word Yiddish until
yeah,
it came on
he
the
did.
Air.
He immediately told me. He called me and goes, I have a really good idea. I'll say Jewish words and you guys try to guess what they mean. I go, oh, that's guess the Jew word. He goes, yeah. Drake, I never heard Yiddish once.
Drake and I appreciate the message you wrote. Yeah, the Jewish kid beating me. Yeah, the Jewish kid is going to sponsor a kid. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kudos to whoever said that.
Dracon said that, whatever the fuck kind of screen name that is.
Good.
You pussy.
Power to you, man.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's about that time, Rocco.
It is. Thank God.
Okay, John doesn't exist anymore, apparently.
You're far away. You're in that booth that you requested to have so you can stay away from us. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Good. Good. Everybody fucking hates me now. Good.
Oh, I think you did that to yourself.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'll
the
take
Vegas
that
chick
role.
Is on John's page. Be real. Thanks for pointing that out.
Wow. Yeah. Everyone totally figured it out. By the way, they know.
It's not tough.
Yeah, it's like fucking. Smart. I'm putting up that thing where you just block where nobody can look at it unless you're your friends.
Yeah, and everyone's just gonna add you as a friend.
Well, I'm not gonna fucking accept.
Yes, you are because you want the.
John is taking a real dark turn.
I have. I'm very cranky.
Personality on this show.
Very cranky.
You've been disgusting this show, Jonathan.
I love it.
Oh my God.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
It's true. Do us a favor, as we were saying. Go to myspace.com/crashtestradio. Be our friends. Leave us some comments or messages along those lines. If any of you are from New Jersey, I will be down at the Red Bank Music Festival hanging out this weekend. We're playing on Sunday night, so come check it out.
I'll be on my couch whacking off to porn.
The Jets
and
playing.
I'll be right next to him.
Jesus. Well, thank you guys again for listening to this absolute bullshit that we air over Idobe. Thank you to Tom at Idobe for still continuing to put us on, even though I fuck up your server and MP3s. And
I don't think he's
going to
want us on anymore now.
It's possible. If we're not on next week, it's because we got booted. Thank you, guys.
You blew it!
You did blow it, Rocco. You are such a fucking retard.